Should be going.
Welcome to the podcast for empathy and imagination. This is the only podcast with Drew Clark and Aubrey Cloutier talking about the various topics of the day. Thanks for joining us. My name is Aubrey Cloutier.
And I am Drew Clark.
And we're here at Gradient Studios in lovely Crockett, California on this sweltering hot June day. Thanks for being here.
Thank you all so much for being here.
So, what do we know?
Well, we know that I'm happy to be here, and we know that we're friends, and that technology is helpful and challenging.
Very challenging.
Let's start with the check-in, bro, Ham.
Check-in is good. Playing a lot of music again, cool. Still, mm-hmm. Good. Always. This week, yeah, it was, you know, my goal is to play music every night.
It's like got five
pretty
nights
close
a week.
This week. Like Wednesday, or it's Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah, you know. Three out of seven ain't bad.
That's almost half.
Yeah, so doing that. Got to move out of my house.
Oop.
So that's the thing.
What's
looking
the news on
apartments.
That?
Apartments. Just looking for apartments.
Okay.
That whole process.
Man, you just went through that, though.
Yeah, I feel like I just moved into that place.
Anyway. That's what I feel like you just... I just moved your stuff up those stairs.
Yeah. So, you know.
I guess we're doing it again.
No roommates. Looking for some...
Just a solo Aubrey
without,
option?
Yeah, something without roommates.
All right, so you're playing lots of music. You got to move again. How's your work life?
Work life is good. Working a lot.
Paying the bills?
Paying the bills.
Cool.
For sure. How about you? How you doing?
You know, I'm feeling, I have this sense of relief going on with my check-in today. And that is I had a successful third interview with a job today. And I'm feeling like, well, they were like, how much money do you need? Instead of saying, here's what we're offering you.
Yeah.
And I thought of a survivable number, and he didn't freak out.
That's good.
Yeah, and he was like, I'm just going to run it by my CFO, which is also my wife, who is unpaid. And huh. I was like, you're free, FO? And he laughed.
Nice.
And he's like, yeah, this seems reasonable. Well, let's talk Monday.
Oh, cool.
So
you'll know Monday.
I'll know Monday if I get to start paying my bills.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing to know.
Yeah, yeah. So
I do have that eye thing going on.
Oh, well, yeah, say that.
Some kind of like ambient weirdness with my eyeballs.
Okay, I have some experience.
It's almost like wearing, like what, if you wear blue blockers for like 8 hours and then take them off, suddenly everything's more...
Like orange or something?
Orangey, weirdy.
Does it hurt?
No, it doesn't hurt. It's just like intense.
Do you feel afraid about it? Like worried
yeah,
it's something
bit.
Serious
I think it's
or something?
Probably something I ate or something.
Okay.
You know, things with eyes are always... kind of mysterious because it's neurological.
It's so scary because such an important sense.
But my pupils aren't dilated, so I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Seems to be clearing up as we speak.
Well, so. Okay.
That's our is that what anything else to check in with there?
See the check in. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of music too. I'm trying to, I don't have a goal of like playing every night, but like I jammed yesterday with my neighbor, and of course you and I are in a group.
Oh,
we do Thursdays. No, it didn't. Not that neighbor. My other neighbor. Hopefully, we'll play with Jim tonight. My actual neighbor in the house, the upstairs part of this house.
Oh, okay.
He came down and we were rocking some tunes out.
Nice.
And yeah, so I'd like to be playing music like 4 or 5 nights a week.
Yeah.
And I am inching closer to that, and I'm feeling my wedding's getting close. That's exciting. Planning stuff all the time with it. Every day there's like 4 more things to plan.
Yeah, the wedding.
Wedding.
Bed wedding?
Well, trying not to. Forest wedding.
Forest wedding.
Yeah, so I think that's my check-in. I think I'm doing good.
Camping wedding.
Camping wedding. It
camping
is a camp.
Wedding.
We'll be camping.
Camping.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
Cool, that's check-in.
Check-in complete.
Check-in complete. Very resonant ding there.
Thank you, ding.
We have a bottle of Tej here on the table, which mm-hmm. is brewed by Brewmaster Clark, who's sitting across from me.
Yeah, so...
And why don't you maybe tell the audience a little something about what Tej is.
So Tej, this is my homebrewed recipe, and I have got a blue ribbon in the national homebrew competition, the regionals, which is a few states wide for category of mead slash other. Tej is Ethiopian honey wine. But this version actually is an Americanized West Coast beerified version. So there's malt in it, there's raspberry in it, there's ale yeast in it. So it's kind of leaning. It's actually a little bit in between wine, beer, and cider. It's kind of like...
On the Venn diagram, it occupies that center.
It does sort of hit all three because it's fruited, malted, and honey.
Huh.
So
pretty badass.
It's really good. And we're going to drink the whole bottle today during the podcast. And, you know, it's a unique taste. And I'll, of course, talk about what it tastes like. But I request that you do the same. And, you know, I think...
Open that sucker.
Let's freaking open this bad, Larry.
So
I want to sell this.
How much honey do you use?
Well, I make 5-gallon batches at once.
Or is that part of the secret?
It's a little bit of the secret, but I'll share. I use 16.5 pounds for a 5-gallon batch. But it varies a little bit because some of the sugar content isn't always the same. So really, you got to measure for an initial gravity.
Huh.
It's just like beer. It is a lot of honey.
It's a lot of honey.
And it's malt. It's a small percentage of malt. But you got to have it in there. I tried without it. I tried with more malt. Both ways were not as good as this.
Was it just like flatty? Not as tasty?
It messes with the texture.
Uh-huh.
And one time I added more malt and it was like too much of the texture addition.
Mm.
And just mead by itself doesn't normally have malt in it. I've made meads before.
Huh.
So.
Cool.
You know? We're gonna enjoy this thing. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to enjoy it at home, you can't. Because it's a crime to make this beverage publicly and legally. Because you either have to make it in a winery or a brewery. There's no other legal place to make something to sell. Since there's no hops in it, you can't make it in a brewery. And because it has malt in it, you cannot make it in a winery. So there's nowhere.
So you're not allowed to homebrew it?
And not and sell it. You can homebrew it and give it away.
Right.
But
not sell it.
Well, I wonder if we can... You weird. Know, we can fudge that a little, but it's carbonated. You see, you heard that little pst. So may I have your glass, sir?
Sure.
And here's some raspberry. I'm just going to a little splash there. Raspberry malted Tej. This is a Burning Man favorite. It's 10%.
Did you drink all of that last year, Burning Man?
We brought a couple bottles home.
It was a hit, though.
Yeah, it was a big hit. You were there when we were giving it away.
Yeah. Huge hit. Just absolutely huge. No hit has been huger. Another sweltering day here.
We got two big glasses here. We mostly got through that bottle. That's good. I hope we finish this thing.
Sweltering day here in Crockett.
It's freaking warm. It's got to be in the 80s. Flowers are exploding outside. Maybe we'll take a camera out later and show everyone the fucking flowers exploding outside. It's really lovely. So how's that land? What comes to mind first? Ooh, okay.
Tasty. Very tasty.
It's nice and cool, smooth.
Yeah.
Sweet, but not too sweet.
Yeah.
Balanced with the geisho, harmonizing with the traditional Tej recipe. Cool. So if you feel like shouting joyful things about it later, go right ahead. I'll do the same.
All right. You got a topic? Why don't you hit me with your topic?
All right. You ready for the first topic of the day?
First topic of the day.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Dating sites.
Ooh. Huh.
Ooh.
There's like a million of them, isn't there? You have a list?
Yeah. I got a big list.
It's gonna be a big list. That's our episode.
Today's topic is, this topic is dating websites, plural.
Dating websites. Why? Specifically.
Well, there's a lot of them. We've got an idea for another one. That's at the end. But I just want to go over a little bit about dating websites, why they exist. Can we apply empathy and imagination to them? Why are there so many? What are they different about them? Why are they? Okay. So, of course, everyone knows the top few. Plenty of Fish,
right.
Match.com, yep. eHarmony, Elite Singles, Christian Mingle, ourtime.com. I'm going to keep going. Okay?
Okay.
Senior people meet. Black people meet. Fitness singles.
Something tells me there's not a white people meet.
Probably not. Passion.com.
Huh.
Christian Cafe. Muslima.com.
Interesting.
Adult Friend Finder.
That's more the...
More the hookup.
More racy, yeah. Hookups.
Yeah. Single Parent Meet. That seems pretty functional. Millionaire Match.
Hmm.
Asian Dating.
God, how many people... do you think they verify your income on million...
I think on some... Well, I'll get into that. Okay. On some they do, some they don't. Japan Cupid. BB People Meet. Big and Beautiful.
Ah. Huh.
Largefriends.com.
Small Friends.
Latin American Cupid. This is one. A J-Date. Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Love and Seek. SugarDaddy.com.
Oh, yeah. That's sort of a pay.
That's where one person's rich.
Pay to play, yeah.
Right. Friend Finder.
Pay to bang.
Pay to bang. Asia Friend Finder.
Okay.
SeniorMatch.com.
No, Liberia Friend Finder.
Not yet.
No.
InterracialMatch.com. Badu, B-A-D-O-O. So I'm going to read a couple of the... It keeps going, but I'm going to go back and read a few of the descriptions, and then let's get into it. So... Okay, Match.com is one of the largest online dating sites in existence. The site is brimming with unique features like reverse match, mutual match, stir events.
That's the biggest site?
Plenty of Fish, I think, is.
Oh, okay.
Match also offers a guarantee, which promises that members within a six-month subscription who do not find someone special will receive six additional months free.
Huh.
Plenty of Fish. Occasionally, truth in advertising is more than just a pipe dream. There really are plenty of fish in the... POF.com C. More than 100 million visitors view the site every month, and 11 million users are registered, making Plenty of Fish the largest free online dating site in the world.
Wow. There's so much spam on there, too.
I bet. I totally bet. eHarmony.
Plenty of Fish is like, oh, it's so janky.
Do you have any experience with dating websites? I mean, I don't know.
There's Plenty of Fish in...
I think do we have a visitor here?
I think so.
Should we check
Rebecca,
that?
Yeah, I think Rebecca's leaving, so I might want to give her a little smooch.
All right, well, you keep that going.
So, yeah, I have a little bit of experience with these sites. Plenty of Fish and OkCupid. And Plenty of Fish is really fucking ghetto in terms of its layout, and it's like one big ad. There we go. Got the wide shot, the dancing couple. Nice.
Say hi to the audience.
Sure. Where do I say hi?
The microphone. Say hey.
Oh, hey.
Hello, audience.
Yay.
Have a great Saturday.
Thank you.
There's a fish for you, Aubrey. Mwah.
Thank you.
All right, don't have fun.
Have fun at work. Plenty of Fish is like, it's like spam. Like the site,
site
is like a spam virus.
Darn it.
I will say, a lot more cleavage on Plenty of Fish than on OkCupid.
Like the profile pics?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think OkCupid's more like, you know, it's more cutesy. Those are the only two I have experience with, though. I think we did sign me up for a eHarmony.
I think we did.
Account like 4 years ago or something.
I had success one time with eHarmony. eHarmony has received numerous awards from the users of datingsitereviews.com.
Huh.
And it's easy to see why. With a matching model based on 29 foundational relationship dimensions, eHarmony provides one of the most in-depth dating services in existence. On average, 236 people who met on eHarmony are married every day. So if you're looking for a serious relationship, this site might be the place for you.
Huh, cool.
Okay.
Sort of.
Elite Singles is an online dating service aimed at professionals who want to take their love life as seriously as their work life. The site's intelligent matching algorithm prioritizes long-term happiness and compatibility using a thorough personality questionnaire and profile. This isn't a service for slackers. Filling everything out takes time, but at the end result is a streamlined experience that does the rest of the hard work for you.
So many of this name, the name is like stroking the ego of people that sign up. Elite. Yeah. Elite dates.
Christian Mingle.
Yeah. That's or like millionaires only.
Yes. Club. There's some where both people need to be millionaires. There's some where one's a millionaire. I think some check and some don't. OurTime.com.
OurTime.com?
Excuse me. OurTime.com.
Weird.
Is dating site for the over 50 crowd in the U.S. and Canada.
Huh.
It offers an easy-to-use site that is lean-on features, but it has all the basics you'd expect on a dating site. With a free profile, you can search for singles in your area.
Number of wrinkles filters.
Right. Yeah. I'm 30% wrinkles.
Yeah.
And then the one right after it is senior people meet.
Okay.
So, I mean, it goes on and on.
Yeah.
BlackPeopleMeet.com. BlackPeopleMeet.com is the largest dating site for African-American singles in the United States and Canada. To help you find your perfect match, the site uses multiple-choice personality questions and a message ideas feature that allows you to choose up to 4 questions that people who are interested in you can ask as conversation starters. No, $6.98 a month. No, every website is white people meet.
Yeah,
I knew
you were going to say that.
Well, because every single ad otherwise shows white people on it.
Right.
You know, if you have the picture, that's the only one that has black people on it.
Okay.
Fitness Singles is an online community for sports and fitness enthusiasts looking for dates or workout buddies. Memberships list their active pursuits and level of proficiency in each, then match with others who share their interests. With millions of members worldwide, Fitness Singles is consistently ranked one of the top sites for daters interested in sports, fitness, and the outdoors.
More ego stroking.
Passion.com.
TotallyKickAssPeople.com.
Passion.com is home to the sexy personals for passionate singles.
Passionate. Like that?
That's in quotes. Sexy personals for passionate singles.
What is the how do they determine passion?
The sheer volume of everything on Passion is astounding. Millions of members, over 100,000 users online at any given time, and thousands of new photos added each week. When you're ready to meet up with someone, turn to the Adult Location Directory, which lists thousands of adult-themed businesses around the world for date ideas.
Hmm.
Okay. And then Muslima.com is the largest dating site serving the Muslim community. The site specializes in international Muslim matrimonials, and members have the opportunity to discuss their religious and family values in depth in their profile, along with a more generic personal information.
Interesting. Can you search by hijab color?
No. If a particular profile is not in your preferred language, it will automatically be translated.
Wow.
Huh.
Can you sort by garbage bag thickness?
I don't think that's a possibility. I don't think garbage bags is part of that. Yeah. Oh,
sorry, burka.
Adult friend finder. That's basically about fucking, I think.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Okay, here we go. Single parent meet.
It would be weird if it was child friend finder. That would be creepy.
Whoa, slow down, buddy.
Yeah, so they have to say adult friend finder. Why don't they just call it bang finder?
That we're getting to that.
Okay.
Singleparentmeet.com.
Makes, pretty clear what they're doing there.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
It's the largest dating site serving single moms and dads in search of partners who understand what it takes to be a parent. Profiles on SPM include general personal info, multiple choice question, personality questions, and the option to choose from 4 pre-written message ideas. If you're not sure how to break the ice.
Interesting.
Millionaire match. Wealthy singles and men and women looking for a wealthy lifestyle turn to millionairematch.com. One of the original dating services for affluent individuals, it's free for all members to place a lifetime personal ad, as well as respond to messages. The dating sites reviews.com community has voted Millionaire Match their top pick in wealthy category for 7 of the past 8 years.
I'm curious. Does it say anything about whether they check your... bank statements?
Not on this one.
Not on that
Not,
one.
No. But then you have two in a row. Like, you have AsianDating.com and JapanCupid.com.
Hmm. This rolls right off the tongue. JapanCupid.
Right.
So those are both... Those well, are... Well, just for Asian people?
Well, that's the thing. Here is AsianDating.com is a dating site for people of Asian and other backgrounds to find the perfect match. Mm-hmm. Site offers detailed searches and automated matching system. Easy to use communication tools is available in several languages. JapanCupid.com is a dating site for people of Japanese backgrounds and those of Western backgrounds seeking a Japanese mate. Notice it doesn't say like Central Asian or Eastern European. It says Western background, which has to me it's leaning towards white guys to date Asian women, Japanese women.
I see.
BBPeople.meet.
Wait.
BBPeopleMeet.com. If you're big and beautiful or meet, searching for a partner who is BBPeopleMeet.
M-E-A-T?
M-E-E-T.
Big and beautiful meet.
That's not good. Nearly 10,000 unique visitors view the site every day, making for a vibrant, comfortable community that continues to expand. Yeah. Features include text, chatting, a simple message system, and popular video and audio greeting system. You know, largefriends.com.
Yeah.
Largefriends.com is a dating site designed especially for BBW, BHM, and admirers.
BHM.
Yeah, what's BHM? Can you search that?
Big...
Husky men.
Big husky men.
If you're a plus-size single looking for a date or a relationship, this site offers a variety of communication tools, dating advice and tips, and live support. If you're looking for a community designed just for you, a plus-size single, give large friends a try.
Hmm.
Then there's LatinAmericanCupid.com.
Wow.
It's just the same thing.
Yeah.
JDate.
JDate.
JDate.com serves a diverse community of Jewish singles worldwide. The site goes above and beyond the duties of average online dating site, providing members an active news center and magazine in which they can participate. JDate also helps users integrate with the Jewish community by listing charity events hosted by members.
Yep. Free yarmulke if you sign up. Use the promo code FinalCorp.
Of course. FinalCorp.com. Okay. SugarDaddy.com. Join the millionaires, models, and other high-value individuals that make up the membership of SugarDaddy.com.
High value.
The first site created for wealthy singles and people who love them. SugarDaddy.com has been featured on television multiple times in the U.S. and the U.K. on programs like The Richard and Judy Show and The Dr. Phil Show.
Huh. They just call it like hostparasite.com.
Yeah, because okay, let's cut into that for a second. Because like, if you're seeking for just money, that's the wrong. You're not gonna love, or you might love. But
well, I think some people want to pay for sex, and some people want to be paid for. So,
there's nothing wrong with that. I am not against that.
Consenting adults, fine. You know, I got no problem with it.
No, if consenting adults want to do that, hell yeah. But if children are being forced into it, hell no.
Yeah. Seems like a waste of money, though, sugar daddy. For me, personally.
If you were a sugar daddy, you wouldn't use such a service? Or if you were a wealthy man, which you
probably,
might be.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not. I don't know.
But maybe?
I mean, I guess maybe.
Well, see, then there you go. Because I appreciate that.
Because I'm not against prostitution. I think prostitution should be legal. So.
Well, it is in many places.
But, I mean, in America, it should be legal.
Right. Well, Nevada, it is.
Right.
And parts of Texas, I think.
Because then you have, you know, if you have it regulated, you have standardized health checkups, tax it, you know, take the stigma. Take the stigma away from it.
That means the people doing the sexing, mostly women, but some men too, they're going to get taken care of, maybe medical coverage.
Exactly.
I mean, like, make it, you know. I've been to Amsterdam, and I've seen the ladies in the boxes. They don't look unhappy.
Right.
They leave when they want to leave. Yeah. They just leave.
It's just a job. Oldest job there is, right? So I hear.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
So Sugar Daddy. Is there more on the Sugar Daddy?
No. SeniorMatch.com.
If you think
online dating is only for 20-somethings who have barely left college, think again. SeniorMatch.com provides a community for singles over 50 who are looking to connect with people in a similar stage of their life. Senior Match is a fully featured dating site with easy-to-understand navigation, profile creation, and privacy settings.
Crow's Feet.
Crowsfeet.net?
Searches. Crow's Feet filters.
Okay.
Filter by number of crow's feet.
If you've got it like a triple, if I've like how many do I? How many lines do I? If I do this, how many do you see? What are we up to?
Four, five.
I'm 34. So what do you got here? You got, oh yeah, we're in the 10 range.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
On each side. Okay. Next one. Interracialmatch.com.
Okay.
Interracialmatch.com is a small but mighty, though its membership base is smaller than that of more generic dating sites. IM is the most popular site for singles looking for love with people of a different ethnic background.
So like an Italian and an Irishman could get together.
That would work.
Oh, wait. That's constantly happening.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
All the time.
Almost no relationship isn't that.
I mean, it'd be hard to have a... It's like if you had the exact lineage of a random person you met, that'd be pretty unlikely.
Yeah. They call it incest.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Though its membership base is smaller than that of more generic dating sites, IM is the most popular site for singles looking for love people with different ethnic backgrounds. The site caters to a diverse range of daters, Asian, Caucasian, African American, Latino, mostly in the United States and Canada. So that's like if your only goal for dating is to just have someone different than yourself.
Yeah, it seems like a gimmick, a novelty.
Yeah, I mean, because like it's like, but how does that work though? Because like if I was like, okay, if I went on here and I wasn't getting married, and I was like, okay, I just want to date anything different than me. Well, that's most of who I've dated.
Right,
has been people of a different ethnicity or partially same, but definitely some different ethnicity.
I mean, I think if they're going to do interracial match and big and beautiful and all this stuff, they should get more specific. Mm-hmm. Should be like, big boob match. People with big boobs, men and women.
There's a 420 dating website too.
Or like certain heights.
Like I want brown nipples. Men and women, right. Both. There's pierced, brown nipple hookup.com.
Yeah, pierced nipple hookup.
You can even do brown pierced nipple exercise 420 hookup.com.
Yes. But no hetero cis match.com.
I mean, eHarmony is supposed to be that, right?
Oh, really? Are they just, yeah.
Yeah, they used to not allow any of the gays on there, and then they switched it.
They didn't allow any of the other genders, like sailor.
Sailor?
Yeah.
Is a gender?
I think so.
Hell yeah.
Facebook has like 80, I think 80 gender types.
Really?
Yeah. I thought there were two, but what do I know?
You don't.
What does science know? Fuck it.
Okay. Badoo. B-A-D-O-O.
Yeah, what's this all about?
Badoo.com is a fast-growing social dating site with more than 119 million members all around the world.
What?
With a virtually appealing layout and an emphasis on simplicity, this is an easy site to use if you're new to online dating. And it's a refreshing site to use even if you're not new to the dating online world.
Is it just a made-up word?
Yeah.
Or does it stand for anything?
No, I just made up.
Just made up. All right, cool.
Hey, militarycupid.com.
Okay.
Huh. That's like a lifestyle overlap. I can kind of get that.
Yeah.
MilitaryCupid.com is a dating site for singles that currently serve in the military, as well as singles looking for their perfect match in the military. Oh, so if you're not in the military, you can sign up too.
Okay.
The site offers comprehensive search functions, basic messaging to standard members, as well as easy-to-use interface. $10 a month.
Huh. $10 a month.
Luxy. L-U-X-Y. Tired of sifting through hundreds of profiles that don't match your exacting standards?
No, I'm not tired of it.
Controversial dating site Luxy eliminates the issue by allowing members to accept or reject new applicants based on appearance and financial status.
Oh, weird.
The elites-only dating platform focuses on wealthy individuals seeking companionship with other highly sought-after singles. Luxy won't appeal to everyone. But for a certain kind of dater, it's exactly what Dr. Cupid ordered.
So you apply for an account and everyone sort of weighs in on whether you should be accepted?
That sounds kind of like that, but that's all the data I have right now. Huh. I did read that way, that like they'd be like, oh, that guy's too ugly. No one can date him.
Wow.
That sucks.
Yeah. What about uglydate.com?
I think that's real, but we're making a way down the list.
No, that's real life.
uglydate.com. Okay. Grindr.
Yeah. That's the male-to-male XLR cable.
Right. With over 2 million daily active users in 196 countries, Grindr is the largest all-male mobile social network in the world.
Huh.
The app has grown to become a fundamental part of users' daily lives across the globe since its launch in 2009, now rivaling and perhaps even supplanting gay bars and online dating sites as the best way for gay men to meet. 196 countries? 2
Grindr
million
was
users
the,
a day?
Grindr
Fuck.
Was the precursor to Tinder.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, yeah. They're going strong. When I was a flight
attendant.
Well,
good. I mean, gay men have it made in some ways. Because
they're both men, so they're just like, yes!
Yeah, they're like, oh, I'm horny all the time. Me too. Bam. Done.
Me too, bro.
Just meet up and bang.
So the picture, of course, I don't know if you can pull up the screen here. You can see this little screenshot of the guys here. But they're wrestling, and they're looking each other in the eyes here. And they look pretty happy. I'm not going to deny.
Okay.
They look pretty fucking happy. It's only $7 a month. So I remember when I was a flight attendant years ago, and of course, it's true. Many of the men are gay that I worked with, and we'd go to different cities, and on the way there...
Is that a thing for flight attendants, like a lot of gay men?
It's at least...
Gravitate towards
that
job?
When I left, it was, as far as just the men flight attendants, at least half were gay, if not more. It's probably more like 60-40 gay to straight, or gay to bi to straight, or, you know, because it is a rainbow.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of overtly gay-only men who are flight attendants.
Interesting. I'd like to see some data on that.
We could
correlation between
engineer.
Yeah,
look that up. So they would be okay. So as a flight attendant, we'd be at, you know, say we're doing 3 flights that day, and we're going to end up in, you know, Houston or something. They, you know, two flights beforehand, they'd be on the phone going, "Who's in Houston?"
Smart.
And they'd go, "Oh, not you, not you. Yes, you. Here's my hotel."
On
and they'd have
Tinder?
A knock on no on Grindr.
On Grindr.
They'd have a knock on their hotel room right when they want to with the exact guy that they want.
See,
dude, they have it made.
Ladies, you listening? No, that does sound like they have it made.
Yeah,
but and that was the precursor to Tinder,
right?
Tinder started after that.
Well, speaking of
Tinder,
let's jump to Hinge. Hinge is a new dating app that is getting a lot of word-of-mouth buzz by declaring itself the anti-Tinder.
Okay.
This app uses Facebook as a dating tool, introducing you each day to a limited number of friends with first and last name provided, so there are no randos in your dating pool, as the company's website states. Hinge is focused on matching
so people
for relationships.
That you know?
It's friends of friends through Facebook.
Facebook, what was it again?
Hinge. The more you have, the more matches you get. While there are limited functionality, is appealing, especially for women who are wary of dating apps for safety reasons. It's $7 a month.
Well, Facebook itself is almost a dating app.
It kind of was.
You know, I think a lot of people use it just to sort of hit on hot friends of friends, you know.
I mean, if none of the people in this room were ever guilty of that, I would be surprised.
Yeah.
So
maybe our audio engineer is.
Yeah. Was that you or? Okay. First met. Formally.
First.
Are you interested? It used to be called "Are You Interested."
Okay.
Is an online dating service with more than 30 million installed users and over 3 million Facebook fans. What makes it unique is its integrated approach to online dating. First Met connects users through mutual friends and interests using multiple platforms, Facebook, iPhone, Android, and a website.
Huh.
So First Met and Hinge, there's a lot of overlap.
First Met?
You've heard me say that, yeah. That's a strange, bad name.
Huh.
Zusk.
Oh, boy.
Meet the little Facebook application that could... Zusk. After getting its start as a Facebook dating app in 2007, Zusk transformed into one of the largest online dating sites. Zooskers are heavily encouraged in social networking and connect across multiple platforms like MySpace, Facebook, Hi5, Bebo, and mobile apps.
Huh.
That's as generic as it could fucking possibly be.
Each one of these sites is one of the largest dating sites. You know? It's part of their language.
Chemistry.
.com,
I'm sure. Serious about finding a meaningful long-term relationship? Check out chemistry.com, an innovative site based on the core ideas of compatibility and chemistry and years of research into attraction and connection.
So many innovations.
Chemistry's profile creation process is unique, matches one potential.
Bangalgorithms.com.
That would
work. They just call it that.
But it would be like, because Grindr is that.
Right.
So you did like straight Grindr. Bang.
Yeah. Bang suck.
This one's called Coffee Meets Bagel.
I've heard of that one.
I have too. How did I hear that? I've heard of
it's
that
like
one.
It's like a, wasn't that a Kickstarter?
I think so. Coffee Meets Bagel strives to make dating efficient, effective, and painless for even the busiest singles.
Oh boy.
Users receive one curated match, a bagel, each day at noon, eliminating the need to sink hours into a searching profile and sending messages. Matches are selected from friends of friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
A proven strategy for increasing compatibility odds and eliminating fake accounts. Best of all, Coffee Meets Bagel's full functionality is free for all users.
There are a lot of fake accounts.
Except for it's $25 a month.
Yeah.
Why does it say free?
Well,
and
I mean, if you're sinking hours into a dating site, it makes sense if your time is worth more than $25.
Well, I would rather just do some work for the site and use it for free than pay for it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, clean up their ads.
But it is like, it's like Logan's Run. When he's like browsing through a movie where he's browsing through other singles.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with that. What is
anyway,
that?
It's an old movie.
Okay.
The 70s. They'll probably redo it and it'll stop.
You know, okay. Side note. They're redoing Wonder Woman.
Okay.
And.
No Wonder Woman.
I hear that it's actually not just a good superhero movie, but actually a good movie. Right. I've heard that. The thing is, how many hero tales are we just going to redo for millions of dollars?
You could argue that that's the death throes of a civilization that's dying.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's a whole ball of yarn there, but
okay.
You know, with the like fashion hasn't really changed
since like 2000. 15 years, yeah, or even.
Music styles, everything's sort of the same.
Yeah. Nothing,
there isn't
really a style.
There's no distinctive decade since the 90s, right? Grunge.
Like, I'm wearing clothes, basically. You and I are both still dressed like the 90s, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Because it was cool.
Yeah. So, we need some change.
Okay.
And I would say it's because of a lack of a definite vision for the future.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Dating website. Thanks. That was a cool aside. Happen?
Happn?
There's no O.
Happn?
Correct.
Happn?
Mm-hmm. Happn uses geolocation to match users with other users nearby. Every time you cross paths with someone in real life, knowingly or not, their profile shows up on your Happn timeline. Hit the heart button to indicate interests if there's a mutual match. The conversation can begin. Your next date could be closer than you think.
That's interesting.
$22.99
Seems like a lot of surveillance possibilities in these things.
Oh, that's already happening, right?
You know, a lot of room for sneaking on your phone and looking at all your contacts and information, personal information, and location.
Oh, yeah.
The phone is the perfect surveillance.
It's a perfect
spy device.
It's a perfect spy device. Okay. Meet me.
Okay.
.com.
Good. Straightforward.
Formerly known as My Yearbook, MeetMe.com is a social networking service founded all the way back in 2005. Wow.
Huh.
To help users connect with new people, MeetMe uses a fun array of social discovery applications to help members meet.
Let me guess, innovative. One of the largest innovative new algorithms.
You're close.
Okay.
A social discovery application to help members meet, including games, a virtual currency, an anonymous question feature called Ask Me in a real-time live feed of all the most interesting activity on the site.
Well, that's kind of cool, like gamifying the whole dating project.
$10 a month.
Okay.
Meet
never
me.
Mind.
Okay, Tinder. I want to read what they had to say. This is Tinder, what they
Tinder.
Say. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Tinder is location-based mobile dating app that is a fun way to meet people.
Fun, innovative algorithm. One of the top, everyone says.
Right? According to its website, Tinder finds out who likes you nearby and connects you with him if you are also interested.
Huh.
You sign in with a Facebook account and create a basic profile comprised of photos, age, location, and a brief summary. The app indicates if you have mutual friends and common interests, too. The company states that every day there are 400 million profile ratings and 4.5 million matches made with the app. Per day? It's $20 a month. Dude, that is an insane amount of flow.
Yeah.
Tinder is rocking the clicks on that one.
One of the largest sites, new innovative algorithms. See, I'm getting the hang of this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ready? Twoo.
Oh, boy.
Spell it. Guess.
T-W-O-O.
You got it. Damn.
Twoo?
Twoo.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Already bad marketing.
Twoo was launched in 2011 by Massive Media and quickly grew to be one of the biggest sites in the world in personals category. Last year, it was bought by Meetic and is now partnered with OkCupid in the U.S. Both owned by IAC, Twoo features marketing algorithms that connect users to others based on both location and interest. More than just a dating site, Twoo encourages people to join who are also interested in meeting friends. Hmm. So its intended use is for connecting people with similar interests, whether or not they're looking for a relationship. Users are worldwide, and the site is available in 38 languages and available as a mobile app. $5.
Is there douche meat? It's one of the largest new dating sites.
I'm skipping over some of these. Okay.
And it matches you on an innovative new algorithm, which determines whether or not you are an asshole and pairs you with other assholes.
Douche meat.
By Final Corp.
Now, I knew about this other site. I'm trying to see if it's...
It's one of the largest sites with innovative algorithms?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here it is. I would my 420 mate.
Okay.
Bong. The number one mobile app and dating website for green friendly singles.
Should be Bong Bangs.
Dude, they're on New York Times, High Times, CBS News, and Cannabis. Cash in bis. My 420 mate not only works on your computer, is also available on your mobile. Connect with 420 singles whenever, wherever with the 420 mate mobile app. Plant your seed and watch your love grow.
Oh, good. Euphemisms.
Take your personality test to get matched with other users who share your interests.
Take a piss test.
It's a great way to connect with people who you will most likely click with.
Take a piss test to see if you're actually a stoner.
Oh, sure. I would pass that test. I get an A+. Well, this is a good-looking site.
I'm okay with that site.
Yeah. I mean
shit. Nice.
It's like cannabis is great, and it would be a bummer if your partner was like, oh, you smoke?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my family doesn't do that. So
heroinmeat.com.
Okay. So that's all the dating sites I'm going to read about today.
Zero. There's more, though. It just goes on and on for
no,
days.
No, I went through this website, but there. I mean, I could just keep fucking searching, and they didn't have, like, 420. I had to look for that. That wasn't on even this site, which is datingsitereviews.com. So the internet, it's pretty wild.
Start our own innovative new website.
The thing is, you know.
Yeah, I got an idea.
We have an idea.
It's intellectual property.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know if we want to really spill the beans.
Yeah.
But freaking, okay, so dating sites, if I round it up, what I'm going to say is dating sites, there are so many of them, it's hard to know where to go, right? And the prices range, and they don't seem to really be related to quality.
Even if you just had an account on all the free ones, it would just you would be it would be a full-time job.
It would be. It would be full-time.
You know, curating your profile, uploading pictures, surfing for other mates, setting up dates, to say nothing of actually going on the dates.
God. Which is challenging.
I would like to see some stats on, like, I think OkCupid's pretty under wraps with their stats. But it'd be interesting to see, like how many things pan out. And
oh, percentage-wise?
How many dates there are, how many messages go back and forth and stuff like that.
That'd be cool to know. So it's like, okay, so I've used dating websites. I remember I've gone on crappy dates that were just like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And then I did end up with a 5.5-year relationship from a dating website.
Okay.
So I have a little bit of a mixed bag.
From eHarmony, right?
From eHarmony, yes. That is what happened.
How long did it take you? How many dates did you go on?
eHarmony? She was the first person I met.
So that was the beginning and end of your online dating experiences?
Nope. It was years and years and years ago. I went on there and I you know, you message a couple people, but she was the one who was like, yeah, let's meet. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't want to just keep messaging you. And I was like, right. Whoa. I mean, I'm not trying to like be a creepo or nothing. Don't you want to know I'm not going to fucking eat your face?
Yeah.
And she was like, I can like, tell you're fine.
Just meet up, you know?
That's what she said. She was like, just fucking meet. And we hit it off. And for better or worse, we had 5.5 years together. Yeah. And I would say we're definitely still acquaintances, if not friends. And I saw her the other day, and it was like zero bad blood.
Oh, good.
So
zero bad blood is good.
So I'm at zero bad blood with dating websites so far, but I've definitely wasted my time on shitty dates. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's a waste of time. I mean, you're failing fast, right? You go on a date, doesn't work out. It's like, good to know. Maybe you get a little more experience with just the whole process. But it's like looking for a job, you know? It's a time sink.
You really important job.
You sink so much time into the whole thing, and it can be depressing. That's for sure. Okay. Sinking all this time into it and like
building your profile,
fake accounts. You're messaging someone, it's a fake account. They just want to try to get your phone number, or like you're talking with someone and then they just vanish. You know, there's just all kinds of weird things. It's like sales. It's like salespersons. You have to just keep going and keep thinking. Yeah, the next one's gonna be a sale. You know, the next one's going to work.
Next one's going to land. Work.
This next phone call is going to be the one where I sell the house. So,
oh my gosh.
But remember how dating sites used to be totally stigmatized, like dating services.
It was, uh-huh.
Like in the 80s, mm-hmm. when you'd sit in front of a screen.
Lowered expectations.
And you'd sit there and like you would sit in a room. They would videotape you and you would just talk about yourself. And then that was.
Did you ever do one of those?
No.
Those before your time.
I mean, I've only done, and it's still a little bit stigmatized, but not nearly as much as it was, online dating or dating service.
Have you had bad dates from online dating?
I mean, not bad. Just kind of like
duds.
Immediate dud.
Mm.
Town.
So it wasn't time wasted because you went out and at least you met a person, but it wasn't a love interest.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is wasted time.
Well, I don't know.
Wasted
when we apply
money.
Empathy and imagination, is it? I don't know.
I think it's good. I mean, most people surround themselves with people that agree with them and stuff and who are like them. So, yeah, maybe it is a good thing to just meet someone that you would never otherwise meet.
How many days did you have at that beer bar in Oakland? Oh, gosh. What's it called? The Bricks?
The beer bar in Oakland?
The most expensive one when
what
they're all Belgians.
What the fuck?
Come on. What's it called?
Wait, Privesfire?
No. It's pretty near Beer Revolution. It's like, yeah. What is it? Come on, brain.
Beer. It's near Beverly.
It starts with a T.
Trappist?
Trappist.
I think I've been there like once.
Oh. I've heard of so many people meeting there for like OkCupid dates.
Oh.
The Trappist. It's like neutral zone.
No, like field work.
That's a good
Miz.
One. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, have you ever had some home runs from online dating?
Home runs.
Like, hell yeah, great time, let's date.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have to say yes.
Which website?
OkCupid.com. .gov, I think.
Okay. Any advice for the listeners on dating sites?
My advice would be limit yourself. Give yourself a certain amount of time each day. Maybe like an hour in the morning or an hour in the evening. Because otherwise it'll just become a time sink. My other piece of advice would be just meet up. Try to meet up right away. You know?
Just fail fast.
Fail fast. Forget the banter. You've got to meet people in real life. Okay. And also don't use dating sites. No. I don't know. That would be my advice, those two things.
Okay, that sounds good.
Limit your time and try to meet up in person as soon as possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's close it out.
Value their time. Thank you for that topic.
Thank you for the topic of dating websites.
All right. I think I need a refill. I've been chugging away here. You've been reading.
We got another topic?
You've been reading. I got a topic.
Let's do it. What's your topic,
Probably have many episodes with this topic.
Oh, good.
Because this is just
like another Shakespeare
kind of
deal?
Yeah. This is the tip of the iceberg. So, my topic is swearing.
Ooh.
Have you fucking heard of this shit? Okay. Profanity. Swearing. Now, this is from Wikipedia. Profanity is socially offensive language, which may also be called bad language, strong language, coarse language, foul language, bad words, lewd language, choice words. I've never heard that expression.
I've heard choice expressions.
Expletives.
Mm-hmm. Expletives.
The use of such language is called swearing, or as I like to say, fucking swearing.
Fucking swearing.
So, profanity, okay? Now, do you remember the first time you swore?
Yes, because my dad freaked out.
Huh. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get my brother on the line. See if he.
Fuck yeah.
See if he has.
Alfred kicks ass.
See if he has any knowledge.
I love his Facebook quotes.
Kind of want to verify with him. First time we're swearing.
Hello?
Al.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Good.
Hey, I just real quick, you got a minute?
Yeah.
Cool. I wanted to pick your brain about when was the first time that we were swearing?
First time we swore?
Was it Iceman?
Swearing an Iceman?
Yeah.
Swearing an Iceman?
Yeah, okay. So the movie Iceman, we went to see at the theater. And it was just me and my brother.
Like three of us. Yeah, so I don't know who else the other person was, but.
Hey, Alfred, it's Drew. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey.
So, yeah, so we swore an Iceman, and it was like we were getting away with something because our parents were seeing another movie, right?
Yeah. And then one of us, like, was using it against the other to, like, try to, like, use it as, like, leverage.
Oh, yeah, like you're going to tell on the other
one? Blackmail.
Yeah, okay,
it's like blackmail.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So no, until you swore.
I think we're both doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we could both use it against each other.
Right.
And it was just like this thing we said, like, oh, you took an extra cookie? Swearing an Iceman. Like, you can't tell on me because I'll tell on you for swearing an Iceman.
Right. Swearing an Iceman was like, yeah, I'm gonna lord this over you. Nice. So that was the first time we like really engaged in swearing, right?
Yeah.
You guys swore at the same time, like first?
I don't know about that, but that was definitely the first. That was definitely the first time I remember doing it. I mean, it was one of the first times we were like alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you swore. Yeah, you so rebels.
The first time we were alone out, we swore immediately.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun. I wonder if there was a. I wonder if there's a swear in Iceman. There's probably a shit.
Yeah.
Got it. Because I don't remember what the impetus was for us to start swearing, but it was like we were like giddy with excitement because we were swearing.
Yeah.
That's so funny. My story harmonizes with your guys' story so eloquently. It's weird,
huh?
I very first swore when I was watching Turner and Hooch.
Okay.
And the dog jumps through the window, and I just had this moment, and I shouted at the screen like, "No, you dickhead!" And it was like the first time I'd ever said dick in front of my dad and all of his friends, and they all busted up laughing.
Nice.
And so it was like the movie. I was like eight, yeah. You know, like something like that. Like it was just like, I was just so blown away that this happened, and I was so into the movie and so excited. I was like, I just let go and I cussed. And then nice. I was like, immediately felt bad. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, I mean, but I didn't say shit. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to swear, you know.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. I said shit.
Broke the rules. Fuck. But my dad was basically a pirate. So, I mean, you know.
It came from a real place, though, whereas me and my brother were like being pranksters.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. All right.
Cool, man. Yeah, that's all I had. But
okay.
How's everything going?
Oh, good. Good. Great. Yeah, we moved, so we're like on the fourth floor.
Oh, cool.
You're no longer where we last had
over the swamps.
Cool. Oh, I wanted to mention, are you familiar with Twilight Struggle? I've heard a lot of good things about that game.
Twilight Struggle?
Yeah. The board game?
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's...
No, I haven't.
Apparently, it's like Cold War, I think. It's kind of like Risk, but it's super elaborate gameplay. You should check it out.
Oh, yeah. I'll see if we have it at the game store.
Yeah, you're like the game master.
Check it out on BoardGameGeek.com, where you can also find Shadow Lord, which I was looking at the other day.
Yeah, I know.
It's funny. Yeah, Twilight Struggle.
I'm constantly making games, like creating new games, and then realizing that Shadow Lord is just what I'm trying to make.
Every game is a subset of Shadow Lord.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, man.
Cool.
Thanks for answering. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for your
time.
You're
welcome. Yeah.
All right. Bye bye.
See you guys later.
Bye. Yeah. So swearing. Fucking A. Pretty awesome.
Fucking A. Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about the word shit.
Okay.
Because it's one of the greatest words ever.
We use it. I mean, it's used so much. It means so many things. It's
one of the
powerful
best words
word
of all time. Right.
Yeah, there was some point in my adult life where I was like, I just realized that trying not to cuss was just a waste of my energy and that I should just use words that I need to express myself.
The short form of that sentiment is, fuck it.
Yeah, right? It is. It's fuck it.
Fuck it.
Like, who's
this?
Gonna...
I got reams of pages on the word shit.
Okay.
This is just
give
the
me,
word shit.
Dude, give me some shit.
So we might have to go move on to other swears in later episodes.
Okay, cool.
Shit, one of the greatest words of all time. Shit is a word considered vulgar and profane in modern English. As a noun, it refers to fecal matter, and as a verb, it means to defecate, right? So in the plural, the shits, it means diarrhea. Interesting. I guess the logic there is diarrhea is a bunch of shits.
It's like many shits.
The shits, yeah.
I have the shits.
Shite is a common variant in British and Irish English. As a slang term, it has many meanings, including nonsense, foolishness, something of little value or quality, trivial and usually boastful or inaccurate talk, or a contemptible person.
Huh.
It may also be used as an expression of annoyance, surprise, or anger. No shit.
Shit.
The word is likely derived from Old English. Eventually it morphed into Middle English, shite, excrement, shit, diarrhea, and shiten, to defecate.
Shiten? That's a new one.
S-H-I-T-E-N, shiten or shitten. But this is Middle English. This is old.
Okay, shiten.
Old language.
I like it.
And there's a lot of different variation. We got from German words, we got European words, we got Dutch words, Swedish, German, Scheiße, Dutch, Schicht, Swedish, Skit, Icelandic, Skitter, Norwegian, Skit.
Wow. They all seem related.
Yeah. So the word shit, this is the usage of the word shit. The word shit is usually avoided in formal speech. Like a job interview.
Only if it was a joke.
Right.
Only if it was a joke.
We have that joke about, do you need to use the bathroom? Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you need to use the bathroom? There's also minced oaths.
Huh.
Which are euphemistic expressions made by altering or clipping profane words and expressions to make them less objectionable. So, for example, for shit, it would be shoot, right? Or shucks.
I was just going to say shucks.
Or sugar.
That's a stretch.
You don't hear as much.
You do old people. Old ladies go, sugar.
Sugar. Oh, no. In 1941, a judge threatened a lawyer with contempt of court for using the word, what do you think it was?
Shat.
1941.
Shite.
Darn.
No.
Huh?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Say that again. Say that
fucking
again.
Fucking A, right?
A guy was put in contempt of court for saying the word darn?
Yeah.
In America?
America.
What state?
I would have to look that up.
We don't have to do that now. Engineer.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's from the book The Anatomy of Swearing, which I'm sure is a fucking great read. So, in the word's literal sense, it has a small range of common usages. An unspecified or collective occurrence of feces is generally shit or some shit. A single deposit of feces is sometimes a shit or a piece of shit. And to defecate is to shit or to take a shit.
Yeah, because you could say, I got a shit or right. I got to take a shit. Take is interchangeable and it means the same thing.
I mean, but then there's give a shit, which has a whole different meaning.
Well, give a shit means care.
Care, right?
Yeah.
So when you take a shit, you're defecating. When you give a shit, you care.
Weird.
So give a shit is almost like...
But you're giving a shit when you are on the toilet, though. You're not taking one.
And give a shit is sort of empathic. It's got some empathy, a little bit of empathy attached to it.
Yeah.
You got to give a shit if you're going to be empathic, right?
Huh.
So while it is common to speak of shit as existing in a pile, a load, a hunk, and other quantities and configurations, such expressions flourish most strongly in the figurative. So, piece of shit may also be used figuratively to describe a particularly loathsome individual. Now, vague noun usage of shit. It can be used similar to the word stuff, right?
Ah, I've too much shit.
Or this show is funny shit.
Yeah.
Not stuff. This test is hard shit. Or that was stupid shit, right? You're not referring to an actual piece of feces. These usages, which I just said, most commonly heard in the United States. In the expression, get your shit together, the word shit may refer to some set of personal belongings or tools. Or to one's wits, composure, or attention. So it he doesn't have his shit both. Together.
Yeah, that does make sense.
To shoot the shit is to have a friendly but pointless conversation.
Yeah, that actually means, you're not solving anything. You're just like, how's the fucking weather?
It's like chit-chat.
Yeah.
Shoot the shit.
And it's a good thing. Huh. And could you mention shooting shit? Like, if you had a gun and were firing bullets through piles of shit, like, I don't know.
It'd be funny to act out the figurative expressions in a literal way.
Shit, there's many.
It would be unpleasant, though. Probably be smelly, too.
Why don't you get your shit out of here and start giving a shit about life?
Get your shit out of the bathroom. Like, you mean actual shit?
Like, no.
A shithole is any unpleasant place to be.
Oh, that's
much
true.
Like a hellhole. Thanks, Wikipedia. The usage originates from a reference to a pit toilet. Shithole. Interesting. Didn't know that.
Seems fair.
The shitter is a slang term for a toilet. Example, this CD player quit working one friggin' week after I bought it, and I lost the receipt. $20 right down the shitter.
Did you say frickin'? Friggin'?
Friggin'.
No, there's friggin' and frickin'. There's a G and right. a K version.
Right. Friggin', frickin'.
Okay.
And then there's frackin'. Shit on a shingle. You know what that is?
That's like a sandwich?
Yeah, military slang for creamed chipped beef on toast. Shit on a shingle. SOS. So
it's just them complaining.
Yeah. It can be used to express surprise.
Like, right? Oh shit.
Oh, to shit oneself or to be scared shitless.
Huh.
To shit bricks. The word can also be used to represent anger, as in so-and-so is totally going to flip his shit.
Hmm.
I don't hear that
flip.
Much.
Flip, yeah. Okay, acting out. Oh, man. Fucking Steve is going to flip his shit when he finds out what happened.
See, is that funnier than lid? Flip, he's going to flip his lid. He's going to flip his shit.
Flip his lid is like steam would extract so much that his head, top of his head, game off.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Whereas flip your shit is just a weird image.
You can almost say
with a spatula.
That yeah, you got to be careful.
There you go. Perfect. Shit can be used to denote trouble.
Like you're in deep shit?
Deep shit, a lot of shit. Deep doo-doo.
Right, same, yeah.
Yeah. Hard shit is an unpleasant thing. Tough shit.
Hmm. Hard shit and tough shit.
Tough shit's like tough shit.
It's like too bad.
Yep. Like, just get deal with it.
It's like life has these challenges. You got to just rise up.
Yeah. It's also common to express annoyance by simply saying shit.
Yeah, you're there's like working on something. Yeah, like there's like a pipe leaking.
There's the very deliberate use of it, like shit. When you're just, you're not angry. You're not like, you're just kind of sitting in something. You realize it's like a realization shit.
Hmm.
Shit. when the shit hits the fan, right? Oof. Another very unpleasant image.
Ah.
A specific time or confrontation or trouble. Combat situations, you know.
I wonder who thought of shit hits the fan.
Yeah, the concept of this phrase is simple enough. The substance striking the rotating blades
would
cause a messy and unpleasant situation.
I just got an image for shit hitting the fan. Cause yeah. So in a room, your fan would be on a table or something, or on the floor even. It would right. It would be somewhere. Say it was on the floor. When the shit hits the fan, that means you're in a pool of shit and it has risen to the level of the blades and is now splashing upward.
Shit
that's
flood.
When shit has hit the fan.
Shit flood.
Right. Shit flood rises to the fan.
Okay. Wow.
Good cool. image.
That's
moving
good
on.
Image.
Thank you.
Most of the good euphemisms are good images. To express displeasure. You can use it to... instead of the word bad, right? Dinner was good, but the movie was shit. You're all mad at me, but I didn't do shit. A comparison can also be used. So these are the displeasure modes of the word shit. Like, those pants look like shit, right? You're expressing displeasure. Euphemisms such as crap are usually not used in this context. You don't hear crap a lot.
Your pants look like crap.
Yeah.
Or not as much. No.
Like shit out of luck.
Crap out of luck. No.
Yeah. Or that little shit.
Or you're just out of luck.
Referring to someone, that little shit. You don't say that little crap. Again, the word is just terrific.
It's a powerful
the
word.
The term piece of shit. Self-explanatory, right? You're likening something to an actual piece of poop. The term I don't give a shit or he doesn't give a shit. When you don't care about something, or when you have a passive attitude towards that thing. I don't give a shit. It's interesting. Dominant. Oh. You can't polish shit. That's a proper, that's a popular aphorism.
You can't polish shit.
Yeah. You can't put lipstick on a pig.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can wrap a piece of crap in tinfoil and put some fish hooks in it and call it earrings.
Right. Now, for the displeasure uses of the word shit. Like eat shit.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, that directly means.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, that is one of the means kind of those real images. Eat shit like you should do something that sucks to yourself.
Eat my shit. You don't hear that very much.
Yeah, that was more in the 80s.
Eat shit and die.
Or Borat said eat my shit. He didn't say that.
Because he didn't know.
Eat my shit.
Ah. Eat shit and die.
That's been a solid one from the 70s into all the way into 90s, probably.
It was originally eat shit and die, naming the three most basic things humans have to do. But then it became an actual phrase.
Really? Yeah. Wait, it was eat shit
and die.
And die.
Yeah.
Eat shit, die.
What are the three things humans do? Eat shit and die. Interesting. Then it became
eat shit and die. Oh, go. What a perversion.
It's fucked.
It meant something special before, and then that's a good way of joking about it. That's like comedians at their best, you know?
Yeah. You ain't shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's like intimidation. Hot shit.
You think you're hot shit?
Yeah. Or this podcast is hot shit. Yeah, shit is a great word. Oh, also positive attitude.
How so?
Well, you can say, like I just said, this podcast is the shit. Pac-Man was the shit. The shit.
Legos are the shit.
Yeah. There can only be one because it's the. So also shortening of bullshit, right? The expression no shit is actually a contraction of no bullshit. Like,
oh,
really?
Yeah.
Like, truly?
Like it isn't a falsehood?
Huh.
Huh. Like that seems unreal to me. I'm questioning the validity and making sure that you're not pulling my leg.
Yeah, that's hard to believe. No shit. That's sort of a realization usage too. No shit, Sherlock.
Mm-hmm. Right?
No bullshit, Sherlock Holmes.
Right. Okay.
You could say the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
But we just shortened
it to bullshit, no bullshit, Sherlock Holmes. That's a good band name.
No bullshit, Sherlock Holmes. Don't give me that shit. You're full of shit. Yeah. So that's like an overview of the word shit. Yeah, the word bullshit also denotes false or insincere discourse. Like horse shit.
Like someone's lied. Or somebody's like,
yeah,
they're not being genuine.
He was bullshitting him.
Mm-hmm. You're bullshitting.
Yeah,
it's like you're not being real.
So horse shit is sort of equivalent to that. Then there's chicken shit, which means, you know, a coward. Bat shit.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's sort of a more recent one. And going ape shit. That's also kind of just going berserk. Or are you shitting me? Like, are you bullshitting me, right?
Are you lying?
Are you bullshitting me? Or are you shitting me? No shit.
No shit.
Are you bullshitting me? No bullshit. No shit. That could be a real conversation.
No shit, Sherlock. Are you Sherlocking me, Bull? It's Shable.
No Sherlock shit.
No Sherlock shit, Bull.
Huh. No Sherlock shit. Unlike the word fuck, which probably deserves its own episode, shit is not used emphatically with ing or as an infix. For example, I lost the shitting karate match. Doesn't really work for now. You would say the fucking karate match. Similarly, while while you could say in fucking credible, you can't really say in shitting credible.
Doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Just that's what we determined by the evolution of language. Fascinating trip through shit's usages there. And isn't it great? Isn't swearing great?
It's the only way to get certain things across.
Yeah. I think sometimes you need to swear to be precise.
Even though the word has so many meanings.
Right.
Has so many humongous meanings, it's like hard to nail down what you're saying, but everyone knows by your tone what you mean. I'm tired of this shit.
Emphasis, yeah.
You know that that this person's exhausted with this routine or something. Or a routine thing. You say, like, I mean, this shit is incredible. You're like, you don't actually know, well, what is it?
Did you ever hear a teacher who swore?
It was rare.
Yeah, it was rare.
Only in their blood-curdling scream, red-eyed rages at the end of their day.
High school.
No, this was middle school. I went to a challenge.
Oh, just super, super enraged?
Mm-hmm. Enraged teachers. They lose it. I remember that for a second.
We had a teacher in high school who would sort of casually swear. Like it wasn't out of rage. He would just be like, he would just say shit sometimes. And it was kind of like, oh, wow, we're adults now.
Did they tell on him?
No, I think the administration knew about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a good idea. I wish more teachers would swear. He was in high school, I had a teacher who sweared, and he was cool.
He was an English teacher, so maybe that's... He appreciated, I think, the words as words. Maybe that explains it.
That's cool. Maybe that does explain part of it, at least.
Yeah.
Man, so that's... Shit.
Yeah. You got more to say on shit?
Well, okay. I remember learning about its power. I remember when realizing that you could say shit... You know, 12, 13 years old or whatever. And it was like, it had a powerful, it had a powerful meaning. It was bigger than other words. And I remember revering that.
Yeah.
Wanting to keep it sacred for only powerful moments.
It's like a magic word.
Like a magic word. Yeah, it is. Like it means so many things. So it's like, if you were like, shit, foot, cock, pussy balls, it might transmit you somewhere really magical.
Yeah. Instead of abracadabra.
Right.
Shit, fucking chicken, shit.
So, yeah, that's what I got to say. Thanks for bringing shit up, man.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm here for. Cool. Bringing shit in, talking about shit.
Well, I think I have a sounds good.
Okay, I have a sounds good, too.
Well, then I think we should hear a word from our sponsor and then do sounds good.
All right. Okay.
Hey, Mom, what's for dinner?
Well, I was thinking of making some gelled meat casserole.
But we had that for breakfast.
Well, how about a nice big stack of salt pancakes with melted gummy bear sauce?
But we had that for lunch today at school.
Okay, honey, how about a couple of bowls of mayonnaise ice cream?
Cool. All right. Yippee. Can I have the poison ivy flavored ice cream?
You sure can.
And dirt fudge.
Yep.
Oh, Mom, food's the best.
Final Corp. It'll be fine. Final Corp is the sponsor of this episode and this show in general. Final Corp. 50 years of experience, 50 flavors of mayonnaise. Final Corp. It'll be fine.
Final Corp is the leader in the field of human voice simulation and voice recognition. My name is Amzam Zamani, and I am the product of hundreds of thousands of man-hours of Final Corp research and development. My voice is indistinguishable from that of a flesh-and-blood English-speaking human being. Also, grammatical never makes I don't mistakes, for example. Ever. 100% accuracy and 100% fluffly fluency. Spinal Corp has also pioneered shout recognition technology, yelling-based reminders, and noise-amplifying headphones. Take it from me, Zamzam Zamini. Spinal Corp is the voice of the future.
Spinal Corp. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine, everybody.
Let's hear the sounds good that you got.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go. Let's sing it in. We haven't sung it in a while.
How do we sing it in?
Sounds good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. There you go.
Who was that?
That was It's Kinda Good. Doing that song.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. It's Kinda Good.
It sounds good for you.
Thank you.
Who's that?
Sounds good.
Nice.
That was me and Jim from a while ago.
That's cool.
2010, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's your tune. You wrote that.
Yeah, that's the tune. It's super slow.
Yeah, that's a slower version.
You and I played it, but it's faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool hearing it that slow. It's more spacey.
Yeah.
The way we're doing it is more rocky.
Yep.
Yeah.
More Rocky IV. So that's my Sounds Good.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Pretty good episode.
Yeah.
We'll wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. More? Seems good. I mean, I feel... How about you guys? What do you think?
They said, sounds like a good episode.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Well, you know, I just want to thank Final Corp and their 75 flavors of mayonnaise. And, of course, I want to thank Gradient Studios. I want to thank Aubrey Cloutier, Drew Clark, and Rebecca for swinging by on her way out.
Yeah, that was cool.
And Alfred Cloutier.
Yes.
Yeah, so in the audience. Thanks so much for being here.
Cool. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be walking around at all hours of the day, 24 hours a day, and I'm going to be wearing iron-shod shoes so that it'll be really, really loud. So there's going to be this really loud thudding sound above your head pretty much 24 hours a day. Sometimes I go out and get groceries, but other than that, you can rely on me to be walking around, stomping around above your head all the time. Thank you. Hey guys, this is Aubrey from next week. I just listened to your show last week, which is ending now, and I really liked your topics. I thought Drew's topic was really interesting, and I thought that my topic was really funny and a lot of fun, and so I guess this is the end of last week's episode, and you're playing this last week. Yeah, so this is Aubrey from next week. I will see you soon. Thanks. Bye.
If you're still here and listening this far, I'm going to go ahead and plug Season 3, Episode 1 of the Bikewater Warriors on YouTube. If you're listening to this, check it out. We go to Petaluma.
Where can we find that?
Go to YouTube.com and then type in Bikewater Warriors, B-I-K-O-R-D-E-R-W-A-R-R.